निहत्य धात्राष्ट्रान महाकाप्रीति सनार्दना दैट किलिंग द सन्स ऑफ धृतराष्ट्र वॉट विल बी द हैप्पीनेस इन इट का प्रीति पापम एव नाउ कम्स द मोरल सेंस द मोरल रिवोल्ट इट इज ग्रेजुअली यू कैन सी हाउ ब्यूटिफुली व्यास हैज डिस्क्राइब द कंडीशन सेंसेशनल वाइटल इमोशनल एंड नाउ मोरल पापम एव आश्रय आई विल ओनली रिजोर्ट टू सिन अस्मात् अस्मान् हत्वा एतान् आततायिनः दीज आर ऑल रेडी टू फाइट बट हैविंग किल्ड देम आई विल ओनली एंटर इन टू सिन So this is a new argument. Up till now it was only emotional, my brothers, my friends. Now comes a greater argument that this will be a sin. That is to say, even from a universal point of view, not only because they are my brothers and my fathers and grandfathers, but now the sin is a concept which is a more universal concept. When you do a wrong thing in itself, from a universal point of view, then it is sin. So now he brings another argument which is a moral crisis. पापम एव आश्रय तस्मान हत्वा एतान आततायिनः तस्मात् देयरफॉर न अर्हा वी डोंट डिजर्व वयम हंतुम वी डोंट डिजर्व टू किल देम धातराष्ट्रान स्वबांधवान स्वबांधवान अगेन देयर इज अ रेट्स अगेन टू द इमोशनल क्राइसिस एज शिवबिंदु सेज इज देयर इज अ कंफ्यूजन टेंगल ऑफ एरर which is egoistic, shot through egoism of sattva, rajas and tamas altogether. Svajanam hi katham hatva sukhinha syama madhava. Having killed svajanam, having killed our own people, O madhava, syama, how shall we be sukhinaha? How shall we become happy? So once again there is an emphasis on Svajanam. Now comes as a virtue. Against a moral crisis, well imagine the vastness of his proposition. Yadi api ete na pashyanti lobha upahata chetasaha. Even if they don't see, yadi api ete na pashyanti, even if they don't see what is right and wrong, why? Because lobha upahata chetasa, because their consciousness is killed by lobha, by greed. Kulakshaya kritam dosham mitra drohe cha patakam. But what do they not see? Kulakshaya kritam dosham, the error which arises by the kulakshaya, by the destruction of the entire family, clan, mitra drohe, by treachery of the friend, patakam, the sin. They don't see the sin. But katham na jnayam asmavi, but I am not like that who are ignorant. I am jnayam, I am one who knows. Katham na jnayam asmavihi, papat asman nivartitum. But having known ourselves that this is a sin, they may not see because they are lobha upahata chetasa. They are shrouded, they are clouded by the greed. But having known ourselves, why should we not be free, nivartitum? Why should we not come back from papa, from the sin? Kulakshaya kritam dosham prapashyat, because we can see very well the dosha, the error that arises by the destruction of the clan. Janardana. This is the specious argument. They are narrow, but I am so wide. I understand. They don't understand, therefore they are not to be blamed. Because they don't know, their consciousness is blinded, but my consciousness is not blinded. I see very clearly that this is kulakshayam dosham. Kulakshaye pranashanti. Mahavi expounds the whole theory. Why kulakshayam dosham? Why is it papa? Why is it sin? Mahavi expounds, why is it a sin? Kulakshaye pranashanti kuladharma sanatana. If the whole clan is destroyed, then kuladharmaha pranashanti. Then the laws, the dharma of the family are all destroyed. Kula dharmas which are sanatana, the eternal laws of the family, of the clan, are destroyed. Dharme nashte, and when dharma is destroyed, kulam krishnam, the whole family, adharma abhibhavati uta, the whole family becomes seized by adharma, abhibhavati. Adharma takes possession of the entire family. And then he explains to Sri Krishna what happens thereafter. If adharma takes place, then he says to Sri Krishna, adharma abhibhavat Krishna pradushyanti kulastriyah. O Krishna, when adharma seizes the whole clan, then kulastriyah pradushyanti. Then the women of the clan enter into a sin. Strishu dushtasu vashneya jayate varnasankara. When the women fall into sin, then the offspring will be bastard offspring. Varnasankara. Now he further explains the exposition of morality, the exposition of dharma, and his own awareness, whereas they are all blinded. But he is very fully aware of what happens if you fall into this kind of a papa. Sankaraha narakaya eva kuladnanam kulasyacha. And when this kind of bastard offspring arises, this kind of mixture arises. Sankara actually is a mixture. Sankara narakaya eva. It leads you straight to hell. For whom kuladnana, when you destroy your own kula. Kulasyacha, even the whole family is destroyed. It is the only end is going to hell. And when you go to hell, further thing happens. Patante pitara. Even the forefathers who have died, even they do not receive the water and offering from you, which sustains them in the higher good condition, even after death. Patante pitara yesham lupta pinda udaka kriyaha. Pinda, what food you offer and what water you offer. That offering who will do when you go to hell? So even that will not happen. Therefore even your forefathers, they will suffer. Patante pitarah yesham lupta pinda udaka kriyaha. Doshaihi etaihi kulabnanam varnasankara karakaihi utsadyante jati dharmaha kuladharmaha cha shashvataha. That is why all these sins, all these errors take place because of the killing of your clan, and because of that bastard offering arises, and therefore all the jati dharmaha, all the dharmas of the clan, and all this kula dharmaha, all the laws which are binding the family and which are eternal, they all are transgressed. Utsadyante, they are all transgressed. Utsanna kula dharmanam manushyanam janardana narake aniyatam vasah bhavati iti anushushruma. He has been a very learned man, so he says iti anushushruma. We have already heard what happens. Narake aniyatam vasah. We have got to stay eternally into the hell. When?
utsanna kula dharmanam manushyanam. When you destroy the dharmas of people and of the clan, then the only result is that you have to live in a hell for eternity. Aho bata mahatpapam kartum vyavasita vayam. Alas, indeed, mahatpapam kartum, a great sin is about to be committed. Vyavasita vayam, we are engaged in committing a great sin. Yad rajya sukarobhena hantum svajanam udyataha. And all this for what? Rajya sukarobhena, only for the greed of happiness and of kingdom. For that we have become ready to kill our own people. Now comes his last renunciation and a great sacrifice. And he says, yadi mam apratikaram ashastram shastrapanaya dhatrashtra rane hanyuhu tat me kshemataram bhavet. Yadi, if mam apratikaram, apratikaram means one who does not resist, ashastram, unarmed, I would like to be unresisting, I would like to be without any arms in my hands. Yadi mam apratikaram ashastram shastrapranaya. These Dhritarashtra, these sons of Dhritarashtra, they all have got arms. Shastrapani. Pani means the hands. Shastra means the weapons. They have got arms in their hands. Dhritarashtra rane hanyu. They armed with weapons. I unarmed and unresisting. If they kill me, hanyu, tat me kshemataram bhavet. That will become much better for me. I unarmed, unresisting, and they armed in their hands, and if they kill me in the battlefield, it will become much better.